Good morning, everybody. It's good to see all of you, and we're just going to go ahead and open in prayer and get this service started. So, Erica, are you done talking yet? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord, and I just thank you for family. I pray that you would be with all of those who could not make it today, and be with them. Let your healing hand be upon them, Lord Jesus. We ask that your spirit would be here in a mighty way, that you would speak through the ladies and what you did in them and through them last week at the women's retreat. I just pray that you would anoint this entire time that we have together. In your name we pray. Amen.
With us. Father, we pray your blessing on the rest of the service and the women that are going to share about their experience at Women's Retreat. And we just thank you, God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Happy Women's Retreat Sunday. First we will do announcements, and then I will start calling names of everyone that's going to be talking today, whether you're on the list or not. I'm just kidding. Welcome, visitors. There's a card in the seat back in front of you that you can fill out and put in the offering bucket in the back. It's a little white bucket. If you are new and you want to let us know that you're here, and if you need any prayer or anything from us, or just let us know that you came. We appreciate you coming and visiting. The Young at Heart Senior Luncheon will be today at 12 p.m. at Darcy's at the U-City Mall. There'll be a church decorating slash cleaning day November 20th from 10 to 12. If you don't feel like you can't decorate, we still need lots of help around the church, cleaning, maintaining our building. Many hands make light work. It's usually a pretty fun day. The MOPS Moms and Youth Group are hosting a trunk or treat on Saturday, October 30th from 10 to 12 in the parking lot. If you're interested in hosting a trunk, please sign up at the Info Center. Unless you are in youth, then please see Aaron or Brooke. We will be taking donations of candy bags like we did last year. So if you can't come and host a trunk, you can donate candy, which is always needed if there's lots of kids. If you'd like to, the candy bin, there's a bin at the Info Center that the candy can go in. All candy and treats must be purchased and in the original packaging, no homemade goodies. Life groups are in full swing. Please refer to the bulletin on life group meeting times and subjects. We will be having a Women's Retreat Christmas event this year. If you're interested in helping, please come to the planning meeting this Wednesday, October 20th at 6:30 in the sanctuary. The Women's Christmas event will be here at the church Friday, December 3rd at 6:30. More information to come. Women's Retreat was last weekend, so today we're going to hear from the women about how God blessed them last weekend. So I'll pray for the tithes and offerings, and then we'll get started. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you that we just get to be gathered here today. We just pray for all the women, whether they're here or listening online or just thinking about us, God. We pray that you are with them. You help them to know what they should share and what came from you, what they learned, how we grew together as a group. And in you, God, we just are thankful that we were able to go. And we already look forward to next year. Just be with the tithes and offerings today. Just bless us, God. Bless our building. Bless our lives, the ones that are here, the ones that need the help, the ones that can help. Whatever you can give, God, we just ask the blessing on that. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So now we'll watch the video.
I wrote it down so I wouldn't cry a lot. First off, this last weekend was amazing. I saw women who normally are very, very quiet and standoffish, step up and help Belinda and just helped everybody, okay? They blessed people. I saw young girls that some never really been here step out. We were blessed by them, and yet I got a call from my granddaughter who told me how much women in this place blessed her. Thank you so much for that. Okay. I'm way ahead of myself here. Sweet Jesus. Okay. And talking about the women, none of the speakers got to talk to each other, but it is awesome how God works. He turned around, and it was all about the same thing, having faith in him, going fearlessly out in front. He works so many things, so many. Okay, people, I'm shaking like a leaf up here. And it's not even winter yet. Okay. First off, Stephanie, smart, smart lady. She conveyed we should keep our faith in God and be still because God fights our battles. Yes, he does. And our faith in him can move mountains. Joy conveyed God's promise through God's word, how as we are doing his will by his word, and we stay courageous and strong in our faith, he fights our battles. He never fails or forsakes us. One of her verses, Hebrews 10:13, for we know him who says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, and again the Lord will judge his people. I conveyed how we are Christians. The first part of the word is Christ. This means we're supposed to be like Christ. Therefore, Lord, let me be more like you. Let me see with your eyes. Let me hear what you are saying. Let me love with your heart. Let me be more like you. Colossians 3:12-17. So those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these, put on love. Okay, I'm almost done. Convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have his love, his grace, his mercy. He died for us, our sins. He has forgiven us. Now we dust off our britches, give him control, and share our love for him. He wants total custody, not just weekend visits. We are going to be attacked for our beliefs, our finances, our health, our home, life, work, school, everything else. But picture yourself standing in the fire and Jesus with you. With your faith, giving him control, he will make everything right. Bailey left me with the most amazing vision of all her scriptures of Philippians 2:9-11. For this reason, also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Those who are in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What an amazing sight. Even Satan will be on his knees, hands raised high, praising that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is King. Okay. Joy. I'm still shaking. Seriously.
Thank you. I'm not off top of the head speaker either, so I wrote it down. As Connie mentioned, it is amazing to all of us how the Holy Spirit ties all of our messages together. At this retreat, the key word was faith. I spoke on God's promises and how when we examine our lives, we see how faithful he has been to fulfill them. One of my favorite verses is Luke 1:45. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. I need to put my faith and trust in God, relying on his strength, not my own. When fear comes knocking at the door and I let faith answer, there's no one there. So wake up with the King. He has us in his care. Live the day with faith, knowing he'll always be there.
I give all the glory to God, for he has redeemed me. This women's retreat was different in so many ways, missing a few of our warrior women and having to adjust some things. God always shows up. He is going to do what he wants to do, always. It's his plan, right? Right. I took so much from each speaker, which came full circle to faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Oh, it is a little shaky up here. The message that spoke to me the most was Kim's calling us warrior women. As women, it is our job to use our voice, our sword, even if our husbands don't like it very much. We are daughters of the highest King. In the past 2 years, fear has set in, fear of being together, fear of communicating. We need to fearlessly spread the word of God and be the warriors that God has intended us to be. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Start planting those seeds in others. Those moments and seeds are so important because it can change someone's life. Seeds bring hope and bring love. I'm just rolling with it. Okay. So this is my 8th retreat. And probably about 6 years ago, I was in the darkest place I'd ever been. I was Rachel Hunt and Terry Baziotis. I was suffering from a psychosis, and I couldn't get out of my car. If I got in my car, I couldn't get out of my car due to drugs. I almost have 4 years clean. Praise God. Praise God. So when I got to the retreat, after they talked me the whole way to get in my car, am I in my car driving, get out of your car, walk into Ross Point, and I was surrounded by women. I was surrounded by so many women that prayed over me. And yes, I went back out and I ran the streets again, but in my darkest days, I will remember that moment for the rest of my life. And it was that seed that was planted that I will always remember. And even if someone is struggling, just plant that seed of hope and love. And any mountain that we have to climb, we do it together. And it's with the army of angels by us, behind us, in front of us. God, you are so good. Thank you for equipping us for every mountain that we climb. I'm not afraid because I have God, and I have all of you warrior women right by my side. Yeah. Who's next? Kina.
I'm always stronger when I say I'm going to do it.
Right?
Be fearless. Be fearless. We're all okay down here, huh? We didn't mess you up. I shake so bad, so I'm going to do the best I can to, I don't shake at first, and all of a sudden it just happens. So, whew. First of all, I want to say that Heidi alluded to it with Donzie and Ange and Brenda and Alsada. For me, those are incredible, like I said, she said, warriors that for me in my life speak in and make a big difference. And not having them there was, it was a new experience. But you were there in spirit. And there were so many people that did step up and step out in faith. And a lot of you are here, and some of them aren't here. And wherever they are, we love them and we're grateful for them. But thank you so much for pouring into people like me, for loving me unconditionally, and Kim Break fearlessly. But you were there, so. Okay, sorry. Again, so, Stephanie, the precious soul. I'm going to speak to each thing that popped out to me, and I know all of us have different things from each speaker, but for Stephanie, faith in God's plan and it's and not in people. And I've been so guilty of that my entire life, and I try so hard to preach into these young girls to not do that, to please, please don't put your faith in people and what they think we should be doing and put our faith in God. And it's taken me years to figure out that there's so much peace in that, so, so much peace in that. So everyone's story is just as important, and I would scream that from the mountaintops if I could for everybody else. I'm terrible about doing it for my own self, but it is. Everyone's story is just as important, and whether or not you were raised and you had beautiful, amazing pastoral parents that raised you up and everything's good, right? No. Sometimes life just plain sucks, and it's not all good. So just because you had a special, you know, upbringing that held you in a special way, some people didn't, it doesn't mean your story is any less important, and you're precious. Good job. Be still and be okay in the not yet. And I think that that speaks for all of us in a lot of ways, no matter what age we are. There's so much ahead of us, and we don't know for sure what all that entails. And so being still in the not yet and having faith for what God's plan is. So thank you, Stephanie. Joy. Whew, you knocked my socks off, honestly. Very powerful message shared. Joy that promises God's promises. And for me, something that spoke very loudly with Joy's message, and there are pieces of Joy's message that I have lived and I can relate to, and it so easily puts me back to that. But this time, for the first time ever, it didn't put me back to it. It made me leap forward fearlessly, realizing and knowing that we've lived through things that make us stronger, and we can choose to allow them to hurt us or hold us back. But gosh dang it, no, right? So I'm so proud of you. Your story was, it's just big. God is faithful, and I loved this. She says, living under luck. Living under Christ the King. And that's her, that's what she goes by. I loved that. And then holding on to the past offenses. And this is, it's so true. Holding on to past offenses is like holding on to the sharp end of the knife. And that, gosh, some people are so young and they are still learning what that means. And some of us aren't so young. And you want to protect them so much from that. And all we can do is just preach it. And Joy, good job. Whew, okay. In a second, I have to do something technical. It's going to take a few seconds. Connie, June 12th. Where are you? June 12th. We love you. Let me be more like you. And that's Connie's message with our Lord and Savior. Let me be more like you. And I pray that every single day. I literally do. I pray for the grace to live out his will, not my own will. And I want so badly to be an example of that. And we all fall short, I know.
But Connie, that's incredibly powerful. And let go and let God. And I like that too. Okay, here's a piece I have to add. So there was a beautiful soul this weekend at retreat that was present, that isn't present here. And I'm just going to be transparent and truthful. Brett and Connie's granddaughter, and any of us that had the chance to be in her presence, she is a quiet soul, but there was a lot going on there. And during small groups, which Belinda and God put me in Donzie's spot, if that wasn't holy credola. So, okay. Yeah. So, Kaylin and I just, something special happened, and she's an amazing, precious soul. She spoke to us in a group one night, and we had no idea this was coming, but Amy and I, you know, hanging out with a bunch of goofy, precious, giggly girls. Bailey, where are you? Up there. She's not here. Bailey. Oh, anyway, so Bailey and Maddie and Haley was there in my heart, but she wasn't there, but she's coming. And then Mackenzie and Kaylin and Amy and I. So we got to hear a testimony that I think rocked all of our souls in a way that a precious young girl of her age maybe shouldn't have to have a testimony like that, but it's her testimony. And I'm not sharing that part, but I am sharing her. I said, precious girl, I said, if I could be your voice tomorrow at church about women's retreat, what would you want to share? And she said that I had the privilege of seeing his love work in many ways throughout the weekend. And even though I did not want to go at first, Nana knew that I was wrestling with God in a lot of ways, and she encouraged me to go. As always, she was right, and she winks. I heard God clearly, and that's all caps, for the first time in a long time, and received answered I'd been praying for a long time. He had given me the same answer before through a conversation I had with Papa a few months back. But I was unsure, and if I am honest, I knew Papa was right. Don't tell him that. But it was not the answer that I wanted, so I kept praying for a different answer. Last weekend, God told me again that I need to be still. But not only to be still, your message mattered. Not only do I need to be still, to have faith and fearlessly be still, which is combines two major things that I struggle with, sitting still, and she has a tongue sticking out, and being fearless. But I was reminded that even if all I have is faith, it will all work out. On top of that, got to hear stories of how he has healed the wounds of and guided so many other wonderful women who come from all aspects of life. But even more than hearing the stories of his love and mercy, I got to see his love displayed through relationships that the women have with each other. I've never had the privilege of seeing so many godly women come together to lift each other up and worship our Lord. And it was an experience that I won't forget anytime soon. You guys showed me the love of Jesus in more ways than I can count, and you modeled what healthy Christian friendships look like. And the rest is a message to me personally, and I don't need to share that part. But so I have a voice I feel like that's needing to be shared, in the sense that what we have to say does matter. However, it matters way beyond our walls. It matters what we, you know, how we live, the examples that we're giving. So that night she shared with us some of the quirky things that she picked up through the weekend and many different people in our women ministry, and how much that impacted her and how much she realized that there are people like us out there, that we actually can and do walk the walk and talk the talk and make a difference. And that spoke volumes to me. She's precious. I can't wait till she comes back. Bailey, darn Bailey's not here. The hike, I relate that to a life journey. So her example of, and her personal situation with her hike and how much she hated it, life journey. She's wise at her age. She's already trying really hard to learn about boundaries for healthy living. And how many of us, me included, 46 years old, and it was a long time, hard lesson learned about boundaries. Repentant and faith in God, that was spoke volumes too. I have to hurry. I've been up here too long. Okay, Kim, I don't need a message for. Kim's message totally rocked, I feel like, the house. Fearlessly, and I envision, and Grace and I talked about this yesterday, I envision us females in a Christ-like way, not in a snarky, mean way where our husbands wouldn't respect us. I envision us needing to have our breastplate of protection, our shield of protection, and our sword. And not having those things and knowing how to use them, I think we're definitely missing out. And the only way for us to be able to use them or understand how to use them is by the word and being active in our relationship with God in the Bible, with each other in fellowship. And so, Kim, thank you so much for your message. I love you, and you know that. And she does pack a 2x4, but this time it was so different, and it just encompassed the whole weekend, and I have one thing to follow up with. So our word was faith. And when I got up on whatever day was our last day there, and I just wanted to say that by Wednesday, please don't forget how you feel or how we feel or what we're trying to do or what we're trying to be. And so that night, we're all tired. Women's retreat is right afterwards, at least that's me, I don't know. And your brain's tired, your heart's tired, and you're just like, and Brandon was in the living room, the dogs were chilling out, it was like 8 o'clock-ish, and my phone rings, and it's a person who's calling me who I used to be her manager. I don't say boss, I hate that word. Anyways, I managed her for a long time. She's someone who reaches out every now and then, and she reached out, and she said, I need you. I need to be reminded right now in this moment. She was drinking. She was struggling. Her mom had just passed away. And 8 days later, her mother-in-law passed away. So here it's women's retreat. And here I am standing up there on Sunday saying, you know, we need to walk it out. And the ripple effect and what we do in life matters. And then I'm tired. I'm pooped out. My phone rings. We're chilling. And Jade needed help, and she said, I need you because you always show me faith. You always remind me of my faith, and I'm just like, oh, my God. I literally thought, what in the world, God? Seriously. So even more so, the story with her is even more so crazy is the day her mother died recently, she said her daughter had given her this little, we all probably have them, this little rock, and it had faith written on it. And so Jade, through this journey, her mom's been passing. It's a tragic, awful story. But her mom's been passing for a while. And that day, she said, I've had this rock, and I've had it forever. And Camry gave it to her. And so then she had to go outside to have a cigarette. They knew the time was coming near, and there was a man out there just weeping at the hospice center, weeping, and she had her faith rock, and she said, I don't know what came over me, but I gave it to him. And then she was like, and then I questioned it, and then I doubted, and should I have given it away, because it's for me, and da, da, da. And so anyways, I had the blessed opportunity to encompass everything we just learned over that weekend and pour that into someone else and remind her of her faith. So it's not just about here. It's not just about this. It's about so much more than that. It's about giving it out and then bringing them back in. So anyways, I love you all very much. I love you. Thank you for helping me with my wings. And Brooke, thank you too. So, okay, I took forever, but thank you, and I love you. Bye. I don't know who's next.
Okay. Who's next? That's it? That's it? That's my list. Christina.
What to say about retreat? You know, every year I contemplate if I want to go. Every year I'm like, well, I don't know. That's a lot of money. I don't know. And I have to stay with Beth, and she's a little smelly, you know. But I love her, and It's really every year. And my husband every year is like, I don't even know what you're talking about because you're going. I've already paid it. Go. Get out. And then I go, and I was not the only one that packed like 10 minutes before walking out the door. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was seriously distracted by everything that was going on in the world, everything that was going on in my house. I'm like, man, now I got to go to retreat, and I'm busy cleaning the toilet. Oh, gosh. And then I get there, and it's just amazing, as always. It's always amazing, always amazing. Every time, all of the everything goes into one direction. As far as the speakers go, and a couple of things that I wrote down that really hit me was the being still in the not yet. Some of you probably don't know, because we haven't shared it with a lot of people, that we feel like God has put it on our hearts to buy the radio station that Chris was working for 2 years ago. And that's a big deal. I've never owned a radio station. Has anyone ever here owned a radio station before? Me neither. Totally don't know how to do that. And it was like, but it's hard in the place that he is at. And so it being still in the not yet was huge. Being still in the not yet. Having faith that it's God's plan. It wasn't a bad burrito. It really was God's plan. He really does want to bless us. And then being worthy of that blessing, which I feel like I did. I may have not put down my crown, but I certainly wasn't holding my sword. And that was a huge, huge, that was a huge class that she taught on, was just having the crown on and then putting down your sword. You know the thing that people are so busy about is that they think, why do we have to go to church? You know, church is, I mean, you could just read your Bible on your own. Why do you need to go to church? And I think women's retreat really reminds us of why we need to go to church. Because when two or more are here, I am there. And you can feel it. It is palpable. And I know that talking with Sue and Terry, got to know them. I mean, they always sit on the wrong side of the church. So I got to know them, and it was amazing. It was like, where have you guys been for, how old are you, Jay? 10? 9 years. You know, so this is something that was like super powerful to get to know some of the ladies on the other side of the church. I encourage y'all to mix it up a little bit, you know, sit over here a little bit and find out the people that sit over there. They were amazing. They talked about that with the youth, how it was intense. I mean, that's all Sue could just say. It was intense. I mean, it was like God showed up and he was there in a big way. And that's what happens when we go to church. I think church is forgetting that. Church is, as a whole, is forgetting that when we are together, we can feel God's presence. When we're alone, it's like, is that something that I ate that was bad, or is that really God speaking to me? And it's so refreshing. So refreshing. As women, we need each other. I feel like I say that every year, because I forget every year how much I need each and every one of these women that came to retreat, and each and every one that can't come to retreat. You were just as important. The fearlessly, and then put a verb in there. Fearlessly praying, fearlessly having faith, fearlessly getting on your knees. Whatever you're doing, do it fearlessly. And dusting off your crown. Of course, God can't pull a sword that you're holding on the sharp end. He can't pull it out of your hand. It would cause you pain. So we got to let go of those offenses. And the last thing I wanted to say, and God showed up several ways that you're just like, how could that possibly have happened? But the very last thing that happened was, we're eating lunch. It was the last day. It was, we're just about to all pack, we've all packed up, we're pretty much ready to go. And a person that sits on the other side of the church came and decided to sit down beside me. And we chit-chatted, you know, because life is like that, eating, chatting. And somehow we got onto my children, and she shared with me some of the things that happened with her children. And the thing that I think was really significant too was like when Steph talked about, you know, her parents are pastors. I mean, Ashley, her parents are pastors. You should have, you know, you should be like walking the straight and narrow because you got perfect parents that gave you the perfect godly life, took you to church every day, you know, read your Bible stories, and look at them. They're still coming to church and they're bringing their children. And isn't that amazing? And when you go to retreat, you get to go with your girls, and that's... And I see sisters there that are sisters that grew up. I see moms and daughters there. And I feel like I don't stack up to that. I don't stack up to that. I don't always come to church. And, you know, there are things that I don't always do. And my girls are not walking the way they should. And I'm afraid for them. I'm like, what did I do? I did something wrong. I didn't do the way I was supposed to. And I can't take it back. It's done. It's over. Their walk is their own. But talking with her was such a blessing. She shared with me, and I think it was totally a God thing. I mean, we chat, but we don't chat very much. She's an introvert. I'm not. So it just happens that way. But the thing that troubled me the most was that it's all me. It's all me. I did it wrong. And now my children are going to pay for it because I did it wrong. And she gave me so much hope and so much of the hug that I needed as a sister. I needed that hug to know that you didn't entirely mess everything up. Maybe a little bit. But that's only because God knows that you're flawed. You need him, right? We all need him. So to have that at the very end, I've been talking about it all weekend because every weekend, every time I go, I do feel that lack of my these women that I helped to raise that I want to become my friend now. You know, we've come out of that parenting thing. They can parent themselves now. They have children of their own to parent. Now I get to be that best friend, you know, where you can just go and talk. And I'm not quite there yet. And I can feel it in my heart every time we go. Be still in the not yet. That's what God talks about, being still in the not yet and realizing that it's not my job to do everything perfectly. And that I raised them up when they were little. And when they are old, however old that may be, they will not depart from it. And I'm gonna set on that promise, and I'm gonna believe in that promise because that's what he said. And so wherever they may go from here to there, and I just hope that the end doesn't come before they get there, I'm just gonna believe in that and believe that I did the best that I could with the skills that I had. And that I'm never going to stop and never going to say I'm not going to women's retreat. Every year I'm going to be there. I think I've gone about 7 or 8 times myself. I can't remember. I just know that this is my family. Every one of you are warriors in my eyes, and you help me to be a better me. And make sure to pick up your sword. Stop laying it down. You know, we have to stand really strong and really firm right now with the world of where it is going. We can no longer just be the sleepy church. We got to wake up and we got to be together because being together brings God around and the Holy Spirit runs through us fully. So,
thank you. Okay, I'm gonna go up here because I want to set my notes down. All right, so I'm going to go over some of the things that I got out of each message. When Connie had spoke, she had talked about how we're Christ's ambassadors and we need to love like him and live like him and act and just be like him. And that's something that I really want to strive towards. And then when Stephanie spoke, Her message spoke to me a lot. She had talked about being still and being patient in his timing and knowing that his timing is the right timing. And going into women's retreat, that was exactly what I needed to hear. With Kim's message the last night, the biggest thing that stood out to me was that we need to live fearlessly, and we need to act fearlessly, and in everything we do, we need to share our faith fearlessly. And with Bailey's message, she had reminded me that that going down our life paths, it's not about what we want and what we have planned out for us. It's about what God has planned out for us. And in Joy's message, she had talked about her testimony and trusting in his timing. And overall, the biggest thing that I had gotten out of retreat was that I need to fearlessly accept his timing.
Anybody else? Let me just start naming names. Brooke? Ashley? Stephanie left. She bailed. Anybody else? Brandon? Okay. Nice. I certainly wasn't going to say anything, but my daughter was looking at me like I should, so okay. So the thing that really came out to me at retreat, on the last day, the last message, we were going to be sharing our testimony and just talking about what God spoke to us about during retreat. And we were doing live worship. That was the only part of the session that we did live worship because we didn't have our awesome leaders there. But we did this one set with live music, and we were short one book. And so I gave my book for someone else to use. So I had this empty music stand in front of me, and I could have moved it, but I was like, no, I'm going to leave it there because then I'm kind of hidden and no one's going to look at me. And I was wearing this shirt, and God just spoke to me and said, why are you covering up my promises? This is the waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. And I thought, that music stand is covering up God's promise, God's message, because I'm insecure. And so going along with the message of faith, God just says, you know what, don't be ashamed of yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe in the promises that I have for you and who I am in you, and be confident. And so that was what God spoke to me about at the end and went along with faith.
Hopefully I'll just sit here, you can all see me, or else imagine something wonderful and beautiful. I had written just a little note in the process, and just Ange and I were home. She was not feeling well, and I was not at my best, certainly. And I don't know if, oh boy, here we go. If you could have any idea what it's like to have been in ministry with your husband for your whole life, missing almost no church, once in a while vacation, of course, we'd sneak away, but Sundays being a delight, the highlight of the week, so to speak, and to not be able, well, I've had some kind of health challenges here and there, but to not be able to go, it is excruciating, if I can use that word. So not a reflection of my heart and where I want to be. And so, of course, we missed retreat. But what a blessing we could hear some of it on the Zoom and got in on at least some of it. And we're so blessed and just enjoying all you girls and your contribution and the presence of God. But I just want to say, God has put in his word, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. And how much more as you see my day approaching. It is so indicative of so many things that God says that we just don't fully get it. We go, oh yeah, I'm just supposed to be attending church. Now, I realize we've had some differences and some separations for our issue we've been dealing with. I don't even like to say the word, the issue we've been dealing with. And we all, you know, have varying opinions about that. So this is not a chastisement of those that are legitimately, which I was home for months. But you see, when God puts something in his word, it is for a divine reason. And he knows that when we come together as a body and as he created us, we thrive. We grow from each other's encouragement, strengthening, prayer support, loving one another in ways that are more tangible than some words on a text or in an email. You see the heart, you look in the face, you see the eye expression, you feel the hug. God knows all this in his genius mind, and so he said, I want my people to be together. When life gets rough, how much the more I want them to be together. So it is my desire and prayer that for those that can and are able, that we will have a commitment as never before to be present. You can't minister very well to people in the way in which God intended if you're not present. Many times it takes you being present. It takes me sensing something by the Holy Spirit speaking to me about someone. Maybe you don't have this or know this part, but God will use you nonetheless, I'm sure. And there's just some things that God will show me or nudge or tap me on the shoulder and say, Donzie, you know, so-and-so, look at that. You need to pray about this and that. And when we're in the same building and we're the spirit, see, it's a spirit thing. And that's what we don't quite get. It's a spirit thing. It's the Holy Spirit in me connecting with the Holy Spirit in you. And we work together in that process. And we grow and we develop as God fully intended. So I just want to say thank you for all of your contribution, one with another. Thank you for your prayers for us. And we love you and appreciate you. And let's just pray that God will make us strong together. Can I just tell you as well, not to be a negative, we have been under a tremendous assault of the enemy in which he has done everything possible to separate the body of Christ. So if you feel the urge that it's really not too important that you're here, I want you to think about what voice is talking to you. And I want you to just say no. Now, I think we can go on a vacation. We can have some time off. That isn't the point. You know what I'm saying in the context I'm saying it, I'm sure. But let's recognize how the enemy works. And he's about separation. He's about disconnection. And we need to connect for dear life. If we can see the future, I think you and I would be connecting for dear life. Because I know God's able and he's going to keep us and he's going to take care of us. But I think we're in for some rough ride moving forward. Because that's what the Bible says, number one. So if you believe the Bible, but let's be prepared, shall we? Let's be prepared. Let's be best friends before that happens, okay? Bless you all.
Amen.
I could sit here for a while and just look at you.
We missed you.
Anybody else?
That's
fine, 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 fine. No, I'll just make it short. I'm going to stand up. So, since I paid for retreat, I get to share. No, just a joke. And I saw some of the services. So I was there. Okay. All right. I'm just teasing. You know what? If I would have been there, I would have said some words on spiritual momentum. And when God does something extra special, speaks to us, we have kind of some concentrated time, however that is, we need to use it to propel. And what that means is, it's not like if you overeat at a buffet, you say to yourself, I'm never going to eat again. And I'm not that I would use that example for any reason, but I'm just saying, when you have that at a retreat, like you feel full, actually God doesn't want us to kind of go, okay, I'm good now, it's going to last. It's actually to propel. And in the spirit, we don't, like if you're riding a bike down a hill, many times if it gets fast, people get a little freaked out and they might want to put on the brakes or they might get distracted or whatever. But in the spirit, we can have spiritual momentum in spite of seasons. And in the Bible, the New Testament church had spiritual momentum through persecutions, through stonings and death and threat of their lives. They kept growing, they kept increasing in love, and they kept increasing in faith. And one of the scriptures I was going to say, it talked about increasing in faith. But that is, there's basically, if you when we read the Bible, there's no excuse for us about seasons. I mean, I could say, well, ever since my dad passed away, it's just life's been rough and I'm just still trying to catch up. We can think all that. But in God, there's no excuse because the Spirit is with us and He is a present help in time of need. He's very present. He's a very present help in time of need. And so His plans for us, in spite of circumstance, is to be more steadfast in faith and to increase in love, increase in closeness with the body of Christ and with Him in spite of seasons. So we never have to say, when this passes or when I get through this or when I get through that, then. We never have to say that. We can say, God's will today is for me to increase in love. It's for me to remain steadfast in faith because He is very present. And we do not have to point to ourselves. We do not have to say, look at me. We want to be an example. We want to say, follow me as I follow Christ. But when in doubt, we could just say, hey, I've got some good news. He loved when I couldn't love. He was faithful when I wasn't faithful. Let me point you to Him. And so we always have good news, and we don't have to always be the good news, but we have the good news. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so that's really good news. Like, I can just feel any kind of way, and God's still God. And that's great. So it's good news. And I just want to say thank you for blessing my mom and I. And it was wonderful to just, in spite of wanting to be well and still waiting for wellness, to still receive the messages and the encouragement and to know that, guess what? We have the gospel. We have the good news. We have the Holy Spirit. He's not, he's everywhere and He's in us. And I could still be connected in the spirit to what was going on. And I'm blessed to be here. And I wasn't trying to have, I hope somebody else wants to talk after me. I'm not trying to have a last word, but Hannah was glaring at me. And she was said that she was going to stare at me until I said something. So there you go. Just blessings and amen. Bye.
So we talk about being there for each other. We've got women's Bible study tomorrow night. Starts back tomorrow. All more reason to come. And we talk about all the things that people are going through. And not everybody has the perfect, Christina. We all have stuff. And even with Steph's message, we talked about how everybody has their own stuff. And it may be similar to what somebody else is going through. But you don't know that unless you come and we share it and we talk about it and we pray about it. And you plant the seed. And you love on other daughters that are in the church if you don't have yours here right now. But thank you. Anybody else? Anybody? Are we doing a song? Okay. So now you can come up and sing.
Speaking of thriving in difficult times, Ange and I were listened to a gal that is a missionary in Zimbabwe. And been there for 30 years, I believe, at this point. But she was saying in her province there that they have had such an uprising of fighting and martyrdom going on. And we need to pray for the believers in that country. They are being beheaded, children killed before their parents. But guess what the good news is? The church is thriving. It is thriving like it has never thrived before. They are growing by leaps and bounds. And she said, we can't contain the growth that's happening. And so you see, even in the difficult places, God's work gets done. Great things still happen, even in something as horrifying as that, that people have to experience. So we praise God for His presence in all things, right?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all the work that You did last week in the women and through the women, Lord Jesus. I just pray that I agree with Angela. Let's keep that momentum going forward so that we can do all that You have called us to do, each and every one of us. We all have unique gifts. We all have unique callings. And Lord, when we slack, those things don't get done. So I pray that we would fearlessly step forward and continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and allow it to change us from the inside out. And all God's people said, amen. You're dismissed.